Ois Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki be'emes ha'tshuva al kol ha'chatoim hu b'chinas tikkun ha'gzeilo v'ho'ishek asher gozal v'oshak es ha'kodesh Baruch Hu k'nes Yisroel al yidei chato. The truth is that the concept of a person doing tshuva for sins is very similar to the concept of returning that which a person has stolen. Because when a person commits sins, he's considered to be stealing from Hashem and the Shekhinah. Therefore, it's brought in the Zohar Kodesh Hamuvah of Divrei Rabbeinu Zal, and it's brought in Likutei Moharan also, Shetshuva Hu Bechinas Zarka. That Tshuva is compared to one of the musical notes in the Torah called Zarka, which is shaped like an S on its side. There is the Rikas La'asar Des Natilas Mitamon, whereby you're trying to throw something back to the place from which it was originally taken from. Choyzer b'tshuva means to return to some original place. This means to return the item to the place where it was taken from. Ki koydem atshuva nikra kol choytei gazlan. Because before a person who commits sins, before he does tshuva, he's called a thief. What did he steal? That he took the strength and energy and goodness that Hashem has placed into him, and he did something different from what it was given to him for. That's called an act of thievery. Somebody lends you a car and says, I'm lending this to you only to go from here to the store and back, and you go and take it somewhere else and misuse it, that kind of thing, that's called stealing. And by the person doing that, railroading this shefa that Hashem gave him, that's called stealing from Hashem and from Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael means the Shekhinah, or Knesset Yisrael can mean the entire Jewish people. Nimtzo shehu gazlan gomur, so that a sinner is a 100% thief in a spiritual sense. Bechinas goizel ove v'imoi do kutshibrichu Knesset Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, there's a statement in the Gemara that a person who eats without making a bracha, it's as if he stole from his father and mother. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, who's the father and mother? Hashem and the Shekhinah. That's the father and mother. U'kamayisham razal, as the Gemara says, kol hanene boi lamaseh maloi bracha ke'ilu goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. That a person who has pleasure from this world without making a bracha first, it's as if he stole from Hashem and the Shekhinah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Goizel Oviv Ve'imoy. I once mentioned that if you take a look in the brachas that we make, every bracha begins with the words Baruch Ato, then you have Hashem, then you have Elokeinu Melech. The first letters of Baruch Ato is Av, Father. The letters Elokeinu Melech is Aim, Aleph Mem, Aim. And you have Hashem's name in the middle. That kaviyochel, Hashem is looked upon as the father and mother of this world. If you're stealing from Hashem, you're stealing from your daddy and mommy, kaviyochel. Nimtzo, shafilu kishe'enoi oisa aveira mamish. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say a person who commits a sin is called a thief. The Gemara says a person who has pleasure from this world without first acknowledging Hashem, without first making a bracha. Rak shenehne min aheter b'loi bracha, but rather a person who's having pleasure from something that's permissible, but he does it without making a bracha first, nikra gam kein gazlan. He's also called a thief. Al shekibel hanoas olam hazan Hashem isborach b'loi bracha. Over the fact that he took pleasure from this world, from Hashem, without making a bracha first. Shezehu b'chinas gzeila mamish. The Torah calls that stealing. That if you person taking from this world without acknowledging Hashem, that's called stealing. Ki hakoil shel Hashem yizborach, because everything belongs to Hashem. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says, la Hashem ha'oretz imloya. The world and everything in it belongs to Hashem. V'hu yizborach einoy noisim reshus lodom l'kabel v'lanis mzeh olam kim b'brocha. Hashem does not give a human being permission to partake from this world without a bracha. Whereas when the person has pleasure without making a bracha, he's mamish a thief. Ki goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael Kanal, he's stealing from Hashem and the Jewish people. Ma kol shkein, kishechas v'sholom ne'ne me'olam azeh ba'aveira chas v'sholom, how much more so, if a person takes pleasure in this world in a sinful matter, mamish doing something that's directly against Hashem's instruction, shezeh bevadai gazlan godol, that person certainly is a major thief. So in other words, Rabbi Nosson Zal wants to show us how the term gzela and gezel and gazlan is a perfect name for a sinner, or even a Jew who's partaking from this world without acknowledging Hashem. Not doing an outright sin, but the lack of acknowledging Hashem's ownership of everything in this world by making a bracha, for example, before he takes something. Therefore, once we've established that a sinner is a thief, then automatically that would imply that the concept of tshuva, which is rectifying sins, is synonymous with returning the stolen article. V'alkein kisheroi tzel la'asois tshuva hu bebechinas v'heshives hagzela shegozal. Therefore, the process of tshuva is comparable and parallel to the concept of returning the stolen goods. Shetzorich lahachzir ulahalois hadrav. Rav Nosson Zal explained it here and showed how the Gemara uses that wording. The Gemara says a person who has pleasure from this world without making a bracha. Rav Nosson Zal says how much more so if a person is doing an outright avera, if he's having pleasure from znus, so from eating treif, then for sure he's a bigger gazlan even. So therefore, the tshuva process is synonymous with the concept of returning the stolen stuff. Shetzorech lahachzir ulahalois hadovor sheokar me'ashem izborach, whereby the person who's doing tshuva has to return and elevate that which he took from Hashem, l'sharoshoi, to return it back to its source. Bebechinas zarka, as the Zohar Kodesh says, is depicted in that musical note called zarka. Diz derikis lasar des natilas mitaman, whereby you're taking something and returning it, bringing it back up to the place where it originated from. Nimtza, so therefore we see shekol tikune hatshuva hu bebechinas tikun hashova sagzela kanal, that all the concepts related to tshuva have to be similar and comparable to the concept of fixing up an act of having stolen. Ki be'emes kol tikun hatshuva nimshach mebechinas cheachesed chinam anal. Because the truth is, Rav Nosson Zal says, the whole concept of being able to do tshuva is tied into the chesed chinam that we discussed earlier, the free kindness of Hashem. Shehu bechinas haderech l'Eretz Yisrael, which we said is the way to get to Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas tikun hagzela b'sharosho. That's the concept of rectifying an act of stealing in its source. Shaydeze ein yecholim loymer l'Yisrael gazlonim atem kanal. Because we had learned earlier that what makes it that there could be a claim by the goyim to say that the Jews are thieves, that we stole the land from them. They were here first. The seven nations were here before the Jewish people came in as a nation. And Rabbi Nezal showed how that's why Hashem wrote in the 10 statements of creation that he made everything, showing that everything belongs to him, and he had the right to give it to the goyim for it temporarily, and he had the right to take it back from them and give it to whoever else he wants to give it to at whatever time he decides. And we said that when Hashem was in that phase was called the Chesed Chinam phase, because it was before the Torah was given. This is when there were the 10 statements of creation, not the 10 commandments yet. Shemebchinas tikun zeh nimshach tikun lechol hagazlonim aboim loshuv. Rav Nosson Zal says that from the tikun which Hashem established in the beginning of creation, where Hashem did something to make it to rectify an act of stealing in a sense. No, it's because the Gemara says the goyim could come with a claim, with a seemingly legitimate claim that we stole from them. So Hashem says, I've done ABC to correct that. ABC is that I made these 10 statements of creation, and I displayed this chesed chinam in creating the world, and everything belongs to me. And if everything belongs to me, I have the right to take it at any point in time away from someone and give it to someone else. ki kol dovor tzorech lehismasek b'sharoshay ki yadua. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, based on Sifrei Kabbalah, anything, anytime there's a problem, you have to rectify the problem at its source, at its place of origin. V'zehu tikun shel kol hachoitim. And this is the concept of the tikun for all sinners. Shetikunam v'chiyusam nimshach rak mebechinas chesed chinam anal. Whereby their tikun and their source of life comes only from this place called free kindness. Because once they are sinners, and they have destroyed their connection to the Torah, which is the regular source of life, then their life can't come from the Torah, which is called Mishpat, justice, fairness anymore. They've got to be able to receive from another source called this Chesed Chinam. Their tikkun and their chiyus could only come from this chesed chinam, which is what sustained the world before the Torah was even given. And this is why the Gemara teaches us that the rabbis made a special Takonas Hashovim, a tikkun for the sake of tshuva, specifically when it comes to the laws of stealing, where they said that the example we learned before, that a thief who steals a beam of wood and then puts that beam, builds a house, and that beam is in the house, we don't obligate him once he's caught or once he comes and admits that he stole that beam of wood, we don't obligate him to dismantle the whole house in order to return that exact log that he took from the neighbor, but rather we allow him the leniency of replacing it with money or replacing it with another log. That's called takonas hashovim. The Gemara calls it the takona that was made in order to allow, to make it easier to do tshuva, like, you know, to rectify. And the tikkun of tshuva, the Torah happens to bring bedavka by hilchas gzeila. This takonas hashovim is brought bedavka by hilchas gzeila. Ki ikar bechinas takonas hashovim nimshach mebechinas tikkun gzeila. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the whole concept of the tikkun of tshuva is directly tied in with the concept of fixing up an act of stealing. Because Rav Nosson Zal just painted a picture for us that committing a sin, another way of phrasing the concept of sinning, is stealing. That's a term, an umbrella term that could be used to cover all aspects of sins. Where we said their tikkun is only through this chesed chinam, which is called the Derech Teretz Yisrael, as we discussed earlier. Let's continue now. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ois Dalid, Ve'ikr takonas hashovim shosu chazal b'gzeilo, huma she'ein ha'gazlan tzorech lahachzir guf ha'gzeilo, kishekova b'binyin. The main takonas hashovim that the rabbis made by gzeilo is the fact that they allowed him this leniency that he doesn't have to return the actual object that he stole if it became part of a building. Shezel mipnei takonas hashovim kanal. And the Gemara says that the reason why they did this was takonas hashovim, to make it easy to do tshuva. Because again, if the Torah would require that he's got to take the whole house apart to give back the lock, 90% of thieves who have a potential for tshuva won't do tshuva. If it means he's got to lose $40,000 to return this log, that's gonna rule out 90% of bali tshuva. You understand? A person would want to do tshuva for having stolen. But this comes from Hashem's free kindness, which we said is the concept of the Torah that's hidden within the 10 statements of creation, Hamaluboshim b'chol malacha ve'esik shoysim, which is hidden in all types of work that people do. Because remember, we explained earlier that these terms are, in the Hebrew language, there are certain terms that are used for two or three different meanings. The term derech eretz means work. That's a term that's used to refer to working. The Gemara says, Tov Torah im derech eretz. It's good to learn and go out to work. So the word derech eretz means work, and there's another Gemara that says derech eretz kodma la Torah. Derech eretz preceded Torah. There, the word derech eretz means Hashem's free kindness, which is what sustained the world before the Torah was in the world. Once the Torah came into the world, then it's those Jews that are observing Torah that are keeping the world. What about when there was no Torah? So the Gemara says, when there was no Torah, Derech Eretz is what sustained the world. Derech Eretz means work, baloney. Derech Eretz means Hashem's chesed chinam, which was hidden within the work that people do, where Hashem made it possible for the observance of Torah to be performed in a hidden way, not in an obvious way, but in a hidden way, within the manual jobs that people do, within malachas that people do. And Rav Nosson Zal says, based on this introduction, you're going to be able to understand a law in Shulchan Aruch, where the law says that if a thief makes a shinui maisa on the object that he stole, if he changes its form completely, if a thief steals flour and makes it into bread, he bakes bread, the bread becomes his. He owns that bread, technically. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have to return the payment for it, you know, but the object itself technically becomes his. He acquires it, kinyan. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'lichoyra hadovar tamua. This seems to be a very difficult item to understand. Ech efshe legazlan liknois hagzeloi deashinoi maisa. How in the world can you tell me that this sack of flour that was mine, that this guy stole, how in the world can you tell me that the Torah makes it his, technically? Even if he's going to pay me for it. I didn't ask him to pay me for it. I want my flour. I didn't sell it to him. He broke a window, came into my house and stole it. How in the world are you telling me that because he baked it, technically it becomes his? Me'achar shebol yodei b'gzeila v'isur. Once this flour came into his possession through stealing by something forbidden, v'hu gazlan u'machriv esaylan, he's a thief, he's one of the destroyers of the world, madua yitnu lo koyach liknois hagzeila yidei shinui amaisa. Why in the world should the Torah give him the ability of acquisition via changing the form of the item? Halei kol maisav heim churban v'harisa. His actions are all destructive. His baking is usually you say baking something is a constructive item. It's contributing to the world. He's making food. This guy's a destroyer. Anything he does is destroy. If he's stealing and then baking bread from it, I don't call his act of baking a nice thing to do. I say everything he does is destruction and criminal. Me'achar she'ovar al dat, because he violated the law, the gozal v'yoshak es hamiso, and he stole from another person. So why in the world does the Torah say that shinui maisa gives him acquisition? This is the question. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ach be'emes ha'koil nimshach me'bechinas ha'chesed chinum anal. However, all of this goes back to this concept of a free kindness of Hashem. Shehu bechinas ha'toira ha'ne'elemes b'chol asiyo v'uvda shebezeh ho'ilam. This is related to the concept of the Torah that's hidden in all the physical actions of this world. Baking, cooking, chopping wood, working on computers, all of those things, where there's Torah hidden in those activities. Shebechol dovor melubosh asorom amorois, where in every action, everything that relates to the physical world around us has in it part or all of those 10 statements of creation. Let there be light, let there be water, let there be dry land, let there be animals, those 10 statements, which are what resulted in the entire physical creation. Everything that exists physically in the world has some of those 10 statements in it, which are a hidden form of the 10 commandments. Shebohem ne'lemes ha'Torah, nimtzo shebechol asiyo u'malocho shoysin bozeh ho'ilom, melubosh ve'ne'lam boi Torah behelom. Therefore, this implies that in every type of action and activity that a Jew does in this world, there is hidden in there Torah. Shai ve'zeh yesh kiyum lo ho'ilom, gam shebeteilem o'yovrom ala Torah ha'shom. That's what makes it possible for the world to exist, even when people are not learning, and even when people are in violation of the Torah. There's a pasuk, Im loy brisi, chukoy shamayim voretz loy samti. If not for my Torah, heaven and earth would cease to exist. So then again, hold on a second. What happened before the Torah? How did the Torah exist? The answer is because there was this hidden Torah that's hidden within the physical activities and actions of people.
This is
Ve'ikra dovor hu ma sheyoidin shashem izborach hu hayoitzer hu haboirei v'hu bora hakol meirosh v'atzoif. Rav Nosenthal says the most important thing is that a person should realize and know and acknowledge that Hashem is the creator and Hashem made everything from beginning to end. Bechinas bereishis bor lekim es v'shamayim v'soretz, as is stated in the first pasuk, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. Vayidei yediyas emuna hazois shehu yisoid hakol, and by a person realizing and acknowledging that belief, which is the foundation of all of Yiddishkeit, k'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'chol ma'asehu be'emuna, that all of Hashem's actions are with faith, v'chol ha'toyro oimedes al zeh, and the entire Torah stands on this faith, this basic faith that Hashem made everything. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho emuna, that the summary of all the mitzvahs is emuna. U'kamay shom razal, and as the Gemara says, makas bo chavakuk v'hemidon al emuna, that Chavakuk Hanovi came along and said that the entire Judaism can be summarized by one item, emuna, faith in Hashem, belief in Hashem, belief that Hashem made everything and is behind everything. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya, a tzadik with his faith lives. Emuna makes him a tzadik. Aydeze nimshach hachesed chinamanal, shubchines kim oilam koidamat n'toira. This faith, this acceptance of this faith, is what sustains the world, is what draws this chesed chinam into the world, and is what sustains the world, and is what sustained the world before Matan Torah. Shezeh hachesed mekayim gamachshov eskol hapshutim v'chol hanofim kanal. And it's this type of kindness which is what sustains even today, now that there is a Torah, those people that have very little to do with the Torah in an open way, or chas v'shalom, those people that have fallen from the Torah, it's this kindness that sustains them. Ki ikar chiyusam v'kiyumam hu al yedei emunah hanal. Their main source of life and ability to exist is this basic faith. Ki emuno yesoid hakoil, because faith is the foundation of everything. V'kol zman she'odam mechazek atzmei b'emunah shleima, so long as a person fortifies himself with solid faith, she'yodeya u'mamin she'Hashem yizborach b'chol mokoyim, whereby he acknowledges and believes that Hashem is everywhere, v'leis asar ponui minei, and there is no place that's void of Hashem, u'b'chol mokoymois memshaltoi, and Hashem's authority is everywhere. Hashem's kingdom is everywhere. Hashem rules everywhere. Afilu be'eser kisrin nesavusa, even within the 10 kingdoms of Tuma, of the Sitra Achra, even though it looks as if they're in charge, it's nonsense. Hashem is really the one in charge. Vafilu b'chol hanefilois sheboilam, and even throughout all the nefilois of Klal Yisrael, afilu im nofal amokom shenofal, even if a Jew falls to whatever low depths he falls, gam shom nimtza Hashem Yisborach, Hashem is to be found there also. Hashem exists there also. Ki malchusoi bakol mosholo, because Hashem rules everywhere. Ki hu Yisborach borach koil bechazdoi, because Hashem created everything originally with his kindness. Umekayim akol bechazdoi, and he supports everything with his kindness. V'afilu kishisroel oivrim ala Torah chas v'shalom, even when the Jews violate the Torah, afal pikein mekayim hoilam bechazdoi levad, kamoi shoyim mekayim hoilam chof rov doiras bechazdoi levad koyim shenitna Torah. Despite the fact that a Jew falls from Torah today, Hashem is able to sustain him with kindness, the same way he sustained the world with kindness before the Torah even came into the world. Ki chofetz chesed hu, because Hashem wants chesed. Hashem is all for it. V'chazdei Hashem loy somnu, Hashem's chesed is infinite. It never terminates. V'loy cholu rachmov loylam, Hashem's rachmonis never ceases. V'chol zman shiedeya umam in zois, so long as a person realizes this and believes in this, ein shum nefila v'yerida loylam, then there's no such thing as such a person falling or going down in any permanent way, in any serious way. Ki tomid yeshloi tikva adayin, because that person always has hope, limtzei es Hashem Yisborach, to find Hashem from wherever he's at, v'lo shuv elav, and to return to Hashem. V'al kein, Siyem Shom Rabbeinu Zal Sater Anal. That's why Rabbeinu Zal concludes that chapter in Likutei Moran by saying Shein Shum Yush Boilam Klal, that there's no such thing as giving up hope. V'hakol Hualidei Chesed Chinam Anal. All of that is based on this concept that by Hashem there exists this Chesed Chinam. Alidei Torah HaNe'lemes Anal. Alidei Derech Shel Eretz Yisrael Anal. All those three things which we said are one. Shul Bechinas Asorah Mamorois. Bechinas Bereishis Bora. Hainu Bechinas Derech Eretz Anal. Shehu Malubosh Bechol Dovor. This is the concept of the Derech Eretz that's found in everything. Shebechol Dovor Ne'lam Torah. Alidei sheyoidim umaminim shashem isborach baroi mayayin liyesh basorom amorois shebohem ne'lomim aseres adibrois shaydei ze miskayim oisatovar becheset chiyom afo pi sheloi nitna venizgal atoir adayin oi bei shebetel min atoir. Rav Nosson Zal, in this last piece that I just went over, I'll say it again now, is giving a clear definition to something that Rabbeinu Zal said, which sounded cute esoterically, but we didn't understand how do I actually do this in a practical way. And Rav Nosson Zal here is defining exactly what Rabbeinu Zal means. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the kindness, that's about the hidden Torah that sustained the world before Matan Torah, etc., and about this is what sustains the world today, even when a person falls away from Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, you know what that means in human language? Let me tell it to you straight. What it means is, because there's a pasuk that says, Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. The word emuna could be used as a replacement for Torah, to a degree. So that therefore you need to know that when a Jew falls away from mitzvahs, either he was religious and he becomes irreligious, he unplugs himself from the actual mitzvahs of the Torah, or he was never religious, he never kept Shabbos, he never kept tzitzis, tefillin, all of those technical actions that the Torah speaks about, Rav Nosson Zal says still, as long as a person has a basic faith and realization that Hashem created everything and Hashem is in everything, the word emunah is synonymous with the whole Torah. And this emunah, this faith, represents the hidden Torah that could exist in anything. If a Jew who doesn't observe the 613, he doesn't keep Shabbos, doesn't this, but if you ask him, did you build that house? And he says, I physically built it, but I know that Hashem is the one that gave me the ability. He gave me the health, he gave me the knowledge, he gave me the means, the money to do it. That faith, that emunah that's found in that house, can, or in that human being, can sustain him, can hold him, and can keep him alive until he comes to Kiyum HaMitzvos, until he comes to actually observing the revealed Torah, as we call it, which means the actual technical mitzvahs of the Torah. And if you look at the word, this is exactly what Rav Nosson Zal said here. Hainu b'chinas derech eretz shehu malubash b'chol dover, meaning shebechol dover ne'lam Torah, how? Al yedei sheyoidin u'ma'aminim shashem yizborach v'roi ma'ayim yesh. By a person realizing and believing that Hashem created this whole world from zero, from nothing to something, ba'asorah mamoris, with the 10 statements of creation, shebohem me'elomim aseres adibrois, in which are hidden the 10 commandments, shaydezeh miskayim oisatovo b'chesed chinom, by his realization of that, that's what gives that object, that house, that building, whatever, you know, or that person, the ability to exist and plug into this chesed chinom, even though, even before the Torah came into the world, or at a time when a person isn't learning. Meaning, let's say take a good religious Jew who, let's say, learns Torah 10 hours a day and sleeps 6 hours a day and eats. When he's learning Torah, I understand that he's alive. The battery is on, he's alive, and everything that's plugged into him is being kept alive by his Torah. Because the Torah is called Chaim, Eitz Chaim, Eitz Life. But it would seem logical to say that the moment he detaches himself, the moment he's no longer he's not learning Torah, but rather he's eating or sleeping or cutting wood or doing something like that, then in an obvious way he's detached from the Torah. Then what's keeping him alive? What's keeping him alive? What's keeping his house and all the things that are plugged into him alive? The answer is the Torah ne'elemes. The asoramam, the awareness and acknowledgement that Hashem created everything, that emuna is one form of this hidden Torah, which is what can sustain a person and all of his possessions while he's not actively learning, while he's not actively engrossed in learning or doing a physical mitzvah, you know, making tzitzis, making tefillin, you know. That's what can sustain, that's what plugs into this chesed chinam, which is what preceded the Torah.